Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is now 1:30 PM on March 21, 2023. Time to reconvene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County Planning Board of Commissioners. Rebecca Wolf, President of Commission. On my right is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President. Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, is to my left. Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, is right here at the head table. Melissa Collins is our Commission and Executive Services Director, also at the head table. Allison Morrison, to my left, is clerk of the board. Jenny Rich at the sign-in table is clerk, deputy clerk of the board. And Morgan Stolstar at the computers here is our another deputy clerk of the board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda? Commissioners?
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Nor do I. Comments from the public is item 2 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And persons will be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, please click raise hand or dial *9 on your phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium here. Use a microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and then address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So please join me now for this flag salute. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have any comments from the public on items not on the agenda?
Here's Gayla Schumann.
Gayla?
Share your mic, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so we have Gayla Schumann to speak to us.
Well, thank you, commissioners. This is Gayla Schumann, and I am in Edmonds. I wanted to express my appreciation for Garrison Marr and others who presented the webinar recently to present information about the IRP. My understanding and listening to that webinar was that you all are including 3 basic options for the future, and that is the BPA, conservation, looking specifically at smart meters, and storage. My concern is that there does not appear to be a plan if there is one of these 3 legs which does not meet our needs. For example, what happens if BPA cannot supply what they have been contracted to supply? Or what if our conservation percentages are not enough? What is the backup plan? Again, I know that PUD has done a really good job of preparing, and that basically it is a very conservative organization. And I suspect that there are contingency plans if one of these 3 legs falls through. I would just like to be reassured that such is true and to hear what those plans are. As you know, many big organizations plan for a certain thing, but when that certain thing does not happen, they have a contingency backup plan. And I did not hear such one, but I would be very surprised if the PUD does not have one. For example, as I said, if the BPA, something happens, the BPA is no longer there or is not there with the amount of resource that we need. So if anyone has any information about that, about the contingency or a backup plan for the IRP, I would really like to hear it because I am worried about the future. Thank you.
Do we have any other comments?
We do not.
We'll move on to the consent agenda. We'll approve the minutes for the regular meeting, our bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments in consideration of certification.
Sorry, Commissioner, you didn't mention the date of the minutes that we're going to approve.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of March 7th of 2023. Thank you. Bid awards, professional services, contracts, amendments, and consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments? Commissioners?
I have none.
I have none.
Thank you. In that case, we'll call for a vote. Please vote aye if you're approved, and nay if you do not.
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. The consent agenda is approved. public hearing in action is next. Disposal of surplus property for the second quarter of 2023. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for the highest bid or disposed of accordingly to policy in the second quarter of 2023.
Now convene a public hearing on the disposal of the surplus property for second quarter of 2023. Todd Allworth is available to answer any questions. Does anybody have any questions about these items for auction or to be disposed of?
Nothing.
Okay. Yes.
So the first item, Exhibit A, is a substation transformer manufactured in 1985. And I guess I thought substation transformers like 50, 60 years. Is this the normal useful life for a transformer?
I'm going to default to maybe Jason or Guy can.
Something like that Bonneville had ones that were like 60 or 70 years old.
Yeah, they do have a long life, like you're talking about. There's a certain number of tests that take place to see if they're good. We test oil to see if there's any arcing in the transformers, etc. I know we're keeping a couple of older transformers that normally we would dispose of. We want to keep those here for that contingency. The transformers that we've seen, you know, kind of be sabotaged in different parts of the country. Just the number of years of wait time we're looking at now, we want to keep some extra transformers on the dock and not get rid of some transformers that we normally get rid of. So I know there's two transformers that we're going to keep that are older transformers, and we're going to purchase some new transformers to have extra spares on the dock as well. This particular transformer I'm not familiar with. Is this a purchase or?
This is a disposal.
Yeah, we're getting rid of it.
Okay.
How did someone buy as well?
Says it was purchased in 1996. So, we're going to sell it, scrap it, or pay for a disposal of it.
We'll have to follow up. We'll follow up and figure out what the store or
but
find out what the
store
is.
I think, Guy, it sounds like we test them. And so even if it's not dead, it may be degrading. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like
maybe or something that's not useful.
You serve annual maintenance on them too, don't you? On our subs, on a cycle?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jason, and Guy's absolutely right. We do the testing on the oil on a routine basis, and then also looking at different types of transformers. Like right now we're buying Waukesha's, and we kind of know how they perform, or that was Delta Star, or that was another brand. So if we've had a, you know, certain type that we've had issues with, we maybe keep a closer eye on that. And also if we know that a certain transformer's had some pretty severe faults, that can, you know, kind of wear and tear on it. So we keep track of all those things, and then kind of do a ranking of them. And typically around 40 years, you know, we start to get pretty concerned, and that's worked pretty good. One time we had one fail 3 days before we replaced it. So we thought we hit the, you know, kind of got the useful life out of that one. But you're right, Commissioner Logan, that BPA has run some, you know, longer, and we definitely have concern about that, and have expressed that to them.
So we were talking, or you were talking, or one of your team, we were talking about reusing some of the parts of some of the older transformers, I believe, is that right? Or was it some other equipment you were trying to reuse? Pad mount? Pad mounts?
You know.
We can definitely use some parts off of a power transformer as well, the larger substation ones, or maybe LTC parts. I'm not sure if they try to use the fins guy, but they may be able to save some of those things. They're kind of outside the core of the transformer, but
maybe that's what's hanging on the pole. I thought that you saw was rewiring.
Well, certainly the pole mount.
We're not getting way off.
That's on the line track.
We're refurbishing a number, this is Guy Fain, AQM Heating Services. We're refurbishing a number of our pad mount transformers and pole mounted transformers that are coming back in to help mitigate the supply chain issues.
Okay, thanks for answering our questions. Thank you. I'll call for a motion. Was that the only question you had?
It was.
Thank you. I'll call for a motion. Have we closed the public hearing?
Not yet.
Allison?
The last
yes.
Time.
Commissioner Wolf, you need to close the public hearing.
Very bottom of the page.
Page 4 at the bottom.
Oh, I thought we still needed to read them. Oh, sorry. Okay, no more questions from the commissioners. I'll close the public hearing and call for the vote. Please vote aye if you approve, and nay if you do not.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is approved. Items for individual consideration. Consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO, general manager, or designee to execute a water resources stream flow restoration program agreement between the State of Washington Department of Ecology and PUD number 1, Public Utility District number 1, Snohomish County, Salton River Floodplain Activation Construction Project. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Don Pressler is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution.
And we should note that the board has been briefed on this. The last briefing was March the 7th of this year.
Right. You have any questions?
I have no questions, sir.
You're asking for me or the public?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no other questions from the public.
Okay.
No, just I just have a comment, and that is I'm thrilled to remove this question.
Yeah, me too.
Great project. Yeah. Thanks for doing all that work to get the grant.
Yeah, I love this project. You?
The official appreciate it.
Yes. So I'll call for the vote. If you approve, please vote aye. If you do not, please vote no.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion is approved. Now we're going to consider a resolution to authorize the CEO, general manager, or his designee to execute the phase one funding agreement for Markets Plus with the Southwest Power Pool Incorporated. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Ian Hunter is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Anyone have any questions for
No questions from the public.
Okay, so no questions from the public or comments. Any questions or comments from the commissioners?
We were thoroughly briefed on this recently, and I'm very excited that we're putting our feet into this pool.
Yeah.
I am as well, but we're being conservative and cautious.
Right. Well, I think if more of our customer owners understood this, would tune in, listen to the tape of this morning, they would have a better idea about Markets Plus, and I would hope that they would, because then they might not be quite as worried. So I'll call for the vote. If you approve, please vote aye. If not, please vote nay.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is approved. Are there any reports from the CEO general manager?
Yes, there are.
Lots? You've been busy.
A couple items to share. First is a reminder on the energy block party that will be on April 22nd, Earth Day. We'll have a touch of truck, EV car show, yard demo trailer, one of my favorites, the food trucks, many PUD booths to educate our customers on the important work of the PUD. The event is from 11 to 2. We look forward to the commissioners participating in the commission dunk tank. Oh, wait a minute, no, commission roof. And we expect that to be a good time. Also from
pie throwing contest.
Oh, you're signing up for the pie throwing contest?
Yeah.
What's the target?
Well, you and the squirrel costume.
Oh, I haven't signed up for that yet.
Do we have our second costume yet? I know we have Zip. Do we have Zap?
I'm not sure. We had Zip? I thought it was Zap.
Well, maybe it was Zap.
I think they're working on it. From our customer service, we have an exciting update on our new outage alert. So far through last week, we've had over 5,500 customers opt in for the outage alerts when reporting an outage through the outage map. That's a 67% opt-in rate for those visiting the outage map. Over 10% of those customers are also responding to the customer experience survey. Customers are rating the experience a 9.5 out of 10 on average. And 99% state that they plan to use the outage alerts in the future. We're also super encouraged that 43% of the responding customers have left comments praising the process in one way or another. Some examples are, we are always grateful for the men and women who go out and restore our power in the worst possible weather. Having this extra piece of information gives us an expectation of the hoped for results, but more importantly, will let us plan the use of our resources. Thank you. Another one was, this was to me, and I'm very impressed. This was to me. I am very impressed with the quick responses and the follow-up communication. Kept the stress levels lower, knowing there was constant feedback. Thank you for adding this feature on top of the outage. Very helpful. And the last one, my favorite, I was just about to start cooking dinner, and the updates helped me switch gears really quickly to another meal that I had already cooked. My house, that would be going out for dinner. The text updates gave me a sense of control over my household situation and helped us stay calm. Thanks again. And from our generation group, between March 10th and March 15th, Generation hosted over 90 students and chaperones at the Wood Creek Hydro Project. This included approximately 20 students from the Everett Community College that were from underrepresented groups in our service area. In coordination with our educators, the Generations group of operators, biologists, and engineers provided tours for the Wood Creek Hydro Project, communicated the many benefits of hydropower, talked about their career paths, and shared what it takes to run these clean energy resources in a safe and environmentally sustainable manner. The purpose of the tours was to build interest in STEM among students and educate them on hydropower as an important component of our clean energy future. It was a full hydro and food forest tour. Construction on the new North County Community Office is going well. The structural steel for the office building is going up, and more concrete is being poured for the warehouse and the loading dock. The team is anticipating a spring of 2024 completion of the project. And just a couple more items. One, Actually, just one more. Brenda White and I met with Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers and Alessandra Durham, his chief of staff. Great meeting, and it's always encouraging. We continue to build a strong partnership with Commissioner or Executive Summers and his team. That's it.
Very good. Very important. I believe, Don, the Food Forest Project is another of your initiatives, right? Thank you so much for that.
John, I had a question about people signing up for the outreach notices. So if we have a big storm and we suspend ETRs, are we going to send them a text so they know that those are suspended?
Yes. And right now, the phase we're in on the outage alerts, each time there's an outage, if you go on the outage map and either report, you have to sign up on each individual outage.
Right.
So when it's a big storm hits, of course, we take the outage map
out. Outage, okay.
So they won't even have the ability to sign up.
That's part of the forgotten, because each outage, yeah, thank you.
These are good steps.
Yeah, it's one big step to get the outage alerts launched. And then we'll just keep progressing till we have the folks that can sign up. So you are automatically, if you have an outage, you don't have to go sign up or re-sign up. You'll get an outage alert. And then we'll start preparing to be able to send outage alerts during storms. That's a ways off, but yes, that's the vision.
And I can't wait for those meters.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a huge help.
We can sign up for the texting option.
Yeah. If you have an outage, you can go on the outage map and sign up for the text alert.
After you have, you mean anytime? Or after you have an outage?
Yeah, if you're having an outage.
Okay.
That this is just phase one. So each time you have an outage, you have to go in there and sign up to receive the alerts.
Every time, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Do you have any more reports?
Nope, that's
it. Thank you very much. I know you've been busy. On our commissioner event, calendar, do we have any changes to the show?
We're commission business first.
Are there any reports? My eyes are playing tricks. I am getting new glasses soon. Maybe the I am. Commission business. It is commission reports. Are there any reports? I know we've been busy, but most of it's been routine meetings, EDC, PNUC, things like that.
I mean, I will say we all attended the city utility, and I thought.
Oh, yeah, well, that was good.
I think we need 2 hours.
I thought they did a great job.
Because there wasn't much time for folks to ask questions. Can you push for 2.5 hours?
Well, we had the state of Everett, too. State of Everett and then state of the utility, both.
Yes.
Yes.
With Nancy?
Yes.
We do. We had a push for more comment.
It's just, I mean, they're good presentations. It's a lot of good information.
The team does a fantastic job.
And there were
job.
A lot of folks at the meeting.
Yeah. We have a phenomenal team, Brenda and Aaron, a lot of people that put the information together. Yeah.
You know, even if we don't push for more time for that event, it'd be interesting to do a special event. Maybe they connect up is about start getting meters or something like that. Because, you know, they're doing those coffee chats that make it so easy for them to do for all kinds of things. It's going to be interesting for a one off.
Any more reports, commissioners?
Oh, I have none.
Okay, we'll move on to commissioner event calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
Allison, was it this month or next month? I was going to do that EAC thing. The JAT. That was in April, wasn't it?
Which
one? No, I'm in business.
We haven't set that up yet. We talked about that email yesterday, but it's March 20th.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on, we're going to talk about the February 2023 District Performance Dashboard, which is really a wonderful way to measure our progress. Do we have any questions or comments from the commissioners about the dashboard?
Well,
I think it was
good information. I think as we move along, in terms of accountability and that sort of thing, these are really excellent and might expand depending on what we think or might need. And I want to encourage my fellow commissioners, if we're not getting something, you know, if we're not seeing trends, and to talk with John or his staff for clarification. I'm not going to raise them now, but I just had a couple of questions. And that we really use these to identify trends. Mm-hmm. That's the intent.
Yeah.
And I will say that as we continue to move forward with our strategic planning process and start to develop the strategic initiatives and actions, those will come with KPIs and metrics. So you'll see this sort of scoreboard work a little bit, but we'll keep that up to date as we move farther into that process and develop the operating plan that we can then connect all the KPIs to the scoreboard.
Well, it's a tool that public body, it's an excellent tool for us.
Yeah, I'm hoping for...
In our oversight role.
Yeah. Open for suggestions if you want to see other data, different data. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know. It's, as I was saying, I would anticipate as we move along. I think it's a real, really nice addition. I think it goes through a month ago, is that right? It stopped as of about a month ago. I mean, in injury.
So this is just for last month, this dashboard. So it's updated once a month.
You usually get it for the second meeting of the month for the previous month. You have time to close the books.
The previous month, okay. Yeah. Any more comments on the dashboard?
Yes.
I have none. Regarding governance planning, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
No.
I have no changes.
Okay. Is there any further business to come before the board today?
I have none.
Okay, and neither do I. So hearing none, it's now 1:57 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.